Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for just messing up the entire intro. I am your host, Michael Davis, and welcome to the Iron Jaw Podcast. You know, I've been a little discouraged because, you know, it's a draft day. I mean, what else are you looking forward to other than the NFL draft? So I'm like, last night I went and I did the best I could. I compiled a mock draft this morning. I looked and tried to fill this podcast. So I hope you enjoy it. And also afterwards, if you can, you know, if you like it, you can share the link with your friends. I want some people to get something, okay? You can listen to these podcasts anytime you want, okay? You don't have to listen to them live. I would encourage you if you have the time and if you're free at that moment, but you can also share it with friends so they can go back and listen, or you can go back and listen, just whatever, because it helps the statistics and it really gets me pumped up to do another one. So I would like to say that I'm going to be doing another mock draft, and I'm going to do all 32 picks. But some news in here, tackle L. Collins, sounds like yellow, sounds like my sister's trying to say yellow, Lel Collins, he may request to pull from the NFL draft. As you know, he's not suspect, but he left Chicago to go back home to Baton Rouge because of him being interrogated by police in a shooting of a pregnant woman that killed her. He and his agent requested to pull out from the draft in favor of the supplemental, but the NFL has declined that request. So Collins, unless the team wants to, you know, pass on him, which I don't think he goes undrafted these next 3 days, I think I'm not going to say that. But that'll be something to look out for, what team drafts Lel Collins, if he even is drafted. Talent, first round, but, you know, with Aaron Hernandez. And, well, I just got plenty of influx on Facebook messages, but I'm not going to get distracted. So, mock draft, top 10, I'm going to tell you how it goes down, okay? Here's how I think it's going to go down. And I don't do any trades with these, by the way. Not a single trade happens in my mock draft. That's cheating. That really is cheating. But we'll see a lot of trades, okay? Buccaneers, number one, Jameis Winston from Florida State, quarterback. You know, that's pretty consensus pick. Titans at number two, take Marcus Mariota from Oregon. Previous mock draft, I had him going six to the Jets. And number three, Jaguars. Leonard Williams slips one spot of my mock draft, not because I don't like him, but he's number three to the Jags, Leonard Williams from USC. Four, Oakland Raiders, Amari Cooper, wide receiver from Alabama. And at five, the Redskins will take linebacker Dante Fowler Jr. from Florida. Six, the Jets take, oh my goodness, it is Todd Gurley from University of Georgia. So many colleges get those things mixed up, so it messes me up. Seven, Chicago takes wide receiver Kevin White from West Virginia. Falcons at eight take Vic Beasley from Clemson. You know, he's got ties to the Falcons. You know, grew up a Falcons fan, so hopefully it works out for him. Giants take Brand Scherr from Iowa, who I previously in my mock draft had him going five to the Redskins. You know, note that. Put that in your little scribbly. But, of course, if one enters the top five like Marcus Mariota did, one has to fall, and that's Scherr. And also, Cooper went in the top five in place of Kevin White, which those can go hand in hand. And number 10, the St. Louis Rams take Marcus Peters from Washington. And you can see I'm so excited because I keep messing my words up. Flubbering my words. Different thing I do with this mock draft is I put in parentheses instead of how I think it'll go, how I would do it. And I didn't do it with all mock draft. I just said, okay, if there's a pick, then, you know, like, instead of, if I was Tampa Bay, instead of taking Winston, I would take Leonard Williams. Best player in this draft, best defensive player in this draft. Lovie loves Leonard Williams. Lovie loves defense, so he should love Leonard Williams. And, you know, I just don't see him doing it, and they'll regret it. Trust me. You know, if Titans, instead of taking Mariota, you know, which seems like it will happen, I would take either Leonard Williams, Dante Fowler Jr., or Amari Cooper. And also, may I point out that the Titans have, they have expressed interest very late that they are going to take Amari Cooper with the second pick. Or if they trade down, they're going to hope they get Amari Cooper, which if they do that, they're going to have to trade within the top 10 because there's no way, there's absolutely no way Amari Cooper escapes the top 10. You know, and again, you can take White or Cooper first for receivers. Drop down to the Redskins. I haven't taken Dante Fowler in this mock draft. Again, I would take Brandon Scherff because I think that will really help them improve their game and, you know, can help them win a couple more games this year. Cowboys were in the same spot as the Redskins are, and not with much talent on the offense, though. And Redskins actually have some promising defensive players, you know, if they put them in the position to succeed. Bears, I had them taking Kevin White. I think Trey Wayne deserves to be there, honestly. I cannot imagine the Bears not improving their defense. But then again, they trade Brandon Marshall. So you don't know what's going to happen there. And at St. Louis at number 10, I had them taking Marcus Peters. But I think Trey Wayne is the – I think Trey Wayne is a better corner prospect, but Peters has issues. I also could see Andrew Speak going there. I just think the Rams are more leaning towards Marcus Peters for just the reason of, you know, it's just a good fit, if you do say so yourself. Mariota, trade rumors, anyone can trade up to that number 2 pick, and again, Titans can move down for Cooper. I don't think they'll be able to grab Leonard Williams, and Dante Fowler, probably not either. You know, there's a lot of talk about Brown, Eagles. There's a lot of talk about the Eagles trading Sam Bradford to the Browns, you know, getting the 12th or 19th pick as well, and then using all those first-rounders to move up to number 2 to get Marcus Mariota. Guys, stop it. You don't have to entertain yourself with these ridiculous, you know, scenarios. I know I just did the top 10, but And I actually wanted to open the floor later on for calls, but I'd also like to say, if you want to call in, I'm accepting draft questions from anyone and everyone. Again, don't use vulgar language or else I'll cut you off, won't answer your question, and, you know, I'll just block your number from ever calling in the podcast again. And, you know, I'm just going to open the floor to calls with draft questions. Draft exclusive questions, please. You know, normally I would open the floor to any question you like or topic you like to discuss, but just draft, please. The number is 347-989-0920. 347-989-0920. Did you get that? Okay, great. So hopefully, you know, we had Dwayne Weaver. I had Dwayne Weaver, the official, you know, call in, and that's how we did the interview. And it was really good, but I've never had an unscheduled guest call in to the radio show. I've asked several times for people to just, you know, call in if you want, and I give them the number, and, you know, they don't come. And that's fine, you know, it's just something I'd like for people to get interested and jarred with the podcast. Oh, my goodness, I have a caller already. I'm going to answer. Hello, you're in the Iron Jaw podcast. Who is this?
This is Jay.
Oh, hey, Jay. what would you like to talk about?
Let's talk about the number one draft pick.
Oh, so I had Jameis Winston going number one to Tampa Bay, and, you know, I don't think that's the direction they should go in. I think they should take Leonard Williams, but, you know, it's just homeboy, buck quarterback, and I just think Tampa Bay is going to make a huge mistake by drafting Jameis Winston first overall. I'd love to hear
your
thoughts.
Well, I believe that that's true. I think that's true. I think that they are going to make a huge mistake, and they asked several players that if they had a choice of picking, if they had the number one pick overall, who would they pick Jameis Winston? And none of them, of the teams other than Tampa Bay, said that they would pick Jameis Winston as their number one draft pick. I find that very interesting to know if whether Jameis Winston will even get picked in the first round.
Well, I think it's if Winston somehow does not go number one, I think a team like Cleveland would give up everything to go up and get Winston just because of their quarterback issues for the last decade or two. But, you know, it's going to be very interesting if Winston falls, you know, do the Titans, you know, trade with the Browns, you know. And plus, who would be the first quarterback off the board? Would it be Mariota or would it be Winston? And, you know, if Winston falls out of number one spot and a team trades to number two, where would Mariota go, and would that increase the chances of the Eagles trading up to get Mariota? I don't think they will, but, you know, it'll just make the draft so exciting. Thank you for your call, Jay. I appreciate it. I'm going to let you go now, okay?
All right. Have a good night. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate the support. Take care. God bless. Okay. So that was Jay. I believe it was Jonathan J. Turner. Thank you for giving me my first call, unscheduled guest call-in for the Iron Jaw podcast. You know, that brightens up the whole day. Thank you. Thank you so much, brother. Getting to picks 11 through 20 right now in my mock draft. I would take, well, the Vikings, corner Trey Waynes from Michigan State, even though I believe he warrants a top 10 pick. Cleveland at 12, I think take Devontae Parker. That's who I'd pick. That's who I think they'll pick. And, you know, I don't think you can go anywhere else. There's a lot of talk about Dane Shipton, though, which if Devontae Parker's there, you take him because he's not going to last at the Dolphins or even the Saints. Speaking of Saints, I have them at 13 taking Buddy Pritt from Kentucky, and 14 Miami Dolphins taking Andrews Peak from Stanford, who I say could end up in St. Louis at 10. The 49ers at 15, Mario Edwards Jr. And I call a lot of flack on that. And, you know, people started dismissing all my opinions and thoughts on stuff. That was my pick in the last mock. That's my pick in this mock. I just think it's too perfect of a fit, and the 49ers will make that first surprise move to get Mario Edwards. Because he's not guaranteed to get in the second round. And plus, second round, if he lasts that long, they can take Denzel Perryman or perhaps Stephon Anthony. Anyways, 16, Houston, Breshad Perryman from Central Florida, the speedster kid. San Diego Chargers taking, since Gurley's off the board, I have San Diego taking Dane Shelton from Washington. And you don't hear that much often. Many believe they have a running back in this draft, in the first round, but I'm like, you have Brian Oliver, Danny Woodhead, Donald Brown. You have other holes to fill. Chiefs taking center Cameron Irvin. You know, he can play guard as well from Florida State. 19, Cleveland Browns. May are going to disagree with this, but I think defensive tackle Grady Jarrett from Clemson. Yeah. he wasn't in my last mock, which you can find in one of my other podcasts. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, I'm hearing his name being thrown out there by a couple people in the first round. Another surprise pick. And 20, the Eagles take defensive end Eric Armstead from Oregon, you know, if they stay at that pick. So in that series of picks, I had three shockers with Edwards, Irvin, and Jarrett, even though Irvin's starting to get talked about to the Chiefs. Chiefs is so hard to pick for. I think if Devontae Parker slips to Kansas City, then they take that. They could also take Doriel Green Beckham. I have in parentheses right there. Also, Saints had them taken Dupree. They could also take Armstead, which I don't see the hype around Dupree. So, you know, if I was them, I'd take Armstead. 16 Texans instead of Perryman. Even though you lost Andre Johnson, I just don't feel comfortable with Perryman. I would take Jalen Collins, the corner from LSU first. Not the tackle, not Lel Collins, but Jalen Collins, the corner from Louisiana State. And if you really desperately need a receiver in Houston, you can always take Doriel Green Beckham. I'm gonna hype that kid up so much. He better pay him out. And also 20 Eagles, if they stay there, I had them taking Armstead, but you really should take Collins, Landon Collins, the safety from Alabama. Though I've seen a couple mocks, you know, have them taking Demarius Randall from Arizona State. I think Collins could go first. Randall's gotten a lot of love late. I think he goes second, but I could be wrong. Again, you never know with Philadelphia. And also, someone else wants to call in. The line's still open, 347-989-0920. 347-989-0920. We need to do a little music beat with that number. You think we can do that? Okay. And there's also rumors. I'd like to talk about this for a couple minutes. That Eagles train up. I mentioned that with the Bradford Browns, and then, you know, Eagles using those picks to get to number two for Mariota. There's also talk about them trading guys like Evan Mathis, which I heard his name in trade rumors back in free agency. Michael Kendrick and Fletcher Cox. I hope this is just entertainment, because Chip Kelly may secretly be a New York Giants, Washington Redskins, or Dallas Cowboys fan, because he is completely tearing up the Philadelphia Eagles. And if they trade Bradford, that was the main attraction, that Murray gets to go to the Eagles, play with his former college quarterback. If they trade Sam Bradford, oh my goodness. I see DeMarco Murray pulling a Rajon Rondo, and then no team's going to want him. It's going to be bad. And I got like 11 and a half minutes left, so I'm going to finish up. And, you know, remember last time I did, you know, like I believe I did 21 to 20 and then 27 to 32. Now I'm just going to go 21 to 32. Because I have other stuff to talk about pertaining to the draft. I'm not shying away from that. So in the later picks of the first round, which the entire first round is going to be covered tonight, fellas. Rounds 2 and 3 tomorrow, and then rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7 on Saturday. Like I said, like 6 or 7 times on this podcast, you know, NFL should pay me. NFL should pay me for all these sponsoring. No. Cincinnati Bengals at 21. I have them taking tackle T.J. Clemens from Pittsburgh, who, for the record, I've been high on since the get-go, and people seem to be lacking on that. But, you know, also, Lel Collins with his stock falling. I have him taken in the first 21 picks, so maybe Clemens gets to move up in the board, gets taken tonight, and what a great career that kid's going to have, mark my words. Steelers at 22. They get safety Lane Collins from Alabama because Chip wanted a Philadelphia Duck from the Oregon Ducks. And you get safety Lane Collins in Pittsburgh replacing Troy Polamalu, and a much, much needed position there. Oh, wow. Lions. Yeah, Steelers defense is gone. Like, the players you came to love are all gone. and it's so sad to see for a Pittsburgh fan. I'm a Cowboys fan, which means they're not going to win Super Bowl anytime soon, but it is sad for a football fan. Detroit, actually, I'll have taken running back Melvin Gordon from Wisconsin. I think if he falls there, you know, Detroit will snag him. And, you know, I had Chargers passing up a running back, Gordon, at 17. And, you know, teams with running back needs like the Browns and the Steelers, you know, they could use a 1-2 punch with Bell, especially with Bell getting suspended. But Gordon, 23 to Detroit, I got Randy Gregory coming off the board finally at 24 to Arizona. I think great leadership with Bruce Arians, and Bruce Arians isn't going to take much. And also they have the defense. So if Gregory messes up, you know, it's not much of a risk. He's just the best player on the board, according to their board, presumably, depending on what they've come up with. And, you know, you could go offense, but if the running backs are off the board, you have a stable quarterback. You could get Petty or Hundley in the second. And also losing Cromari on the back end, you know, you're going to have more pressure up front. And Gregory, I don't think Gregory pans out, for the record. I didn't when he didn't have this trouble with these drug issues. But we'll see. All of it's up in the air. You just have to hit or, it's a hit or miss draft, and there's a lot of potential busts here in the first round, but there's a lot actually, oh my goodness, this guy's going to be a Pro Bowler. Talent to be a Pro Bowler. And, you know, it's just who falls in the right system, you know, with the right discipline for some players like Gregory Winston. We'll see what happens. 25 Panthers. I had them taking Gordon last mock, who I had going 2 picks prior in Detroit, Motor City. And I have them taking tackle DJ Humphries from Florida. The Ravens at 26. I think they get Flacco a weapon right now. And that Mr. Jalen Strong from Arizona State. So I'm huge, very high on. And I hope does not go to Philly. And if he went to Philly, that wouldn't make me so angry because they have pressing needs on the defense. Cowboys, my team, I have them taking corner Kevin Johnson from Wake Forest. Funny story coming up on that. Broncos at 28, take a guy who can protect Peyton Manning, tackle Eric Flowers from Miami. You know, that would be a nice pick. Down there at 28. I don't think he lasts that long. I think they may have to sell for T.J. Clemens. Again, T.J. Clemens is going to be good. This is a great class with offensive tackles who I think could be in Pro Bowls, Super Bowls, Hall of Fame, though Pro Bowl doesn't mean much right now. Colts would take that safety Demaryius Randall from Arizona State. So two Arizona State players and 4 picks going to Baltimore and Indianapolis. Fun in the AFC, ASU. Green Bay at 30, I would say take corner Jalen Collins from LSU, who somehow slipped that far. And last mock, I had them taking a corner, Alex Carter from Stanford. And Saints, I have them taking Denzel Perryman, Miami linebacker, obvious choice, X-Ray Lewis, and a perfect fit that Byron Jones somehow falls here. New England, Byron Jones from UConn, the corner. And I had him in my last mock. If Byron Jones ends in New England, I can guarantee you he is going to be great, absolutely wonderful. And everyone's falling in love with, you know, his measurables, but he can come to New England and be Revis's replacement, who went to the rival Jet. You know, pulled a LeBron, I suppose. Picks I would do differently. There's just two. There's just two that I marked down. If I were the Lions, I wouldn't take Gordon necessarily. I would take Eddie Goldman. I think if you have Nada Polodina, who they traded for from Baltimore. And if you have Eddie Goldman inside there with Ziggy Ansah on the end, I think you'll be content with that. And Goldman can, you know, Goldman and Nada, I like that. I don't like Goldman to the Cowboys because that's not a good fit and that's not a good place for him. And speaking of the Cowboys, I had them taking corner Kevin Johnson, but I would really, really love for them to take Byron Jones, that corner from UConn. I mean, I don't think he'd have as much impact in Dallas as I think he would in New England, but I would really love Byron Jones right now. You have Skandrick, you have Carr, who I think should be cut, but, you know, let him have a bounce back year. If not, then, you know, train for a seventh-round pick if you have to. You have Mo Claiborne, who I want to give one more chance to. Nobody else does. I think Mo deserves one more chance, and, you know, Byron Jones would be something good there. So if Mo doesn't pan out, if we trade Carr, Byron Jones would be good there with Skandrick. And if we keep either one of those, Byron Jones would be a good guy on the outside, let Carr or Claiborne or even Skandrick play slot receiver because, you know, Philly's going to have an overload weapon. Same with Washington and the Giants. The Giants are going to have Cruz and Odell Beckham and Ruben Randall and Larry Donnell next year. It's just going to be too scary. And with the Cowboys secondary, I mean, you can last on Barry Church and J.J. Wilcox, but those corners, you need to fix that because you have one corner you can trust right now, and that's Orlando Skinner. I'm going to tell you, you saw Jalen Strong, 26, Baltimore, Cameron Irvin, 18, Kansas City, Grady Jarrett, 19, to Cleveland, and Demarius Randall, 29 to Indianapolis. They weren't in my previous mock draft of 32, but they sneaked in there in place of defensive tackle Malcolm Brown, who had originally went 27 to Dallas, corner Alex Carter, again mentioned 32 to Green Bay. And because of these issues, defensive end Shane Ray, 11 to Minnesota, and I had tackle Lael Collins, 13 to New Orleans. They flip out of the first round. And it's sad. It's sad for those players like Ray and Collins. I have only 90 seconds left, so I'm going to, you know, name a few people you have to look out for. In the second round, I think you should, you know, Bryce Pay. I had him originally going in third round. Kevin Coleman, Duke Johnson, Sammy Coates, Nelson Aguilar. Philip Dorsett, if he's not picked in the first round like some are projected now, he'll definitely be in the second. I think first tight end goes, tight end Max Williams, guard A.J. Cann, and Lance Tomlinson. They're going to be good. In the third round, you're going to have Brett Hundley, Jay Ajayi, Dula, Ifeo Ekpre-Olumo, and, you know, 4-7, Shane Carden, Garrett Grayson, Sean Mannion, Jamison Crowder, Marcus Golden from Mizzou, Michael Ratt, Poe, Nate Orchard, Josh Shaw, Gerard Hallman. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I went over what I wanted to, actually. Again, share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter, share it with all your friends because they can even come back tomorrow and listen where I went wrong and put a bounty on my head. You know? Play it like the Saints. thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. And God bless. I'll leave you with this.